I'm Steve Junker. Time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom, Cape Week editor Kathy Scruzzi Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, Nantucket had its Daffodil Festival last weekend. This weekend, it's Brewster's turn with their Brewster in Bloom festivities.
Yeah, they're going to have things going from Friday through Sunday to celebrate again the start of spring, again with lots of daffodils. This is the 29th year they've been doing it in Brewster, and all the proceeds from this event fund scholarships for students there, so it's really a good situation for everybody. Lots of activities. Some of them are a fine arts and crafts show at the Cape Cod Sea Camps. They've got more than 90 vendors that are going to be there all day Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday morning, there's a Cape Cod 5 Bloom Run and a Kid Fest of fun activities that are going to be happening at Drummer Boy Park. People can check out Brewster's galleries and shops on a self-guided antiques and arts excursion through the weekend. There's a couple of concerts. The Brewster Band is going to start their season at 7 o'clock on Friday at the Brewster Baptist Church. And then there's a jazz concert Saturday night at First Parish Church. There's going to be a historic Inns open house Sunday afternoon, and there's going to be a Bloomin' Parade that's going to kind of conclude things on Sunday. It's got a theme of honey, bee, good, because it's honoring the important role that bees have in local agriculture. That starts at 1 o'clock on Underpass Road, then heads west on Main Street.
The Cape Cod Festival of Arab and Middle Eastern Cinema is extending this year, both in the number of towns in which it takes place and the number of films it offers.
That's starting on Thursday and going through Sunday, and they've got 17 films this year, and it's showing at Pyramid Performing Arts Center in Truro, where they've always been, but they're also going to be showing in Dennis, Brewster, Chatham, and Wellfleet. And besides the screenings of those films, they're going to be doing some Q&As with some of the filmmakers. They're doing that via Skype, so they don't even have to be here. The countries the films are coming from include Israel, Palestine, Morocco, Jordan, and Iran. And then some of the filmmakers are of Arab and Middle Eastern descent, if they're not actually from the country. But Rebecca Alvin founded and programs the festival, and she thinks this is a really good way to get some cultural understanding for those countries, because you always kind of hear the bad news coming out of there. And she wants people to know that there's individual people there with different lives that you can find out a little bit more about in this festival.
Kathy, this sounds fun. The town of Orleans has found a bond with New Orleans by joining together in music, and it includes two events this weekend involving middle school students.
That's starting out Friday night. They're bringing in some professional musicians from New Orleans and student musicians, and they've got a stroll that's happening from 4:30 to 6 o'clock Friday. A lot of businesses are hosting the musicians. You can walk around, hear all kinds of different musical styles. Then at 7 o'clock on Saturday at the middle school, there's a concert, and that's featuring Paul Sanchez. He's a guitarist and songwriter from New Orleans. He's going to be accompanied by some local musicians, and then the middle school jazz band is also going to be there. They are calling this whole event NO2, the numeral O, and they have other events throughout the year.
And dance fans have a chance to see some 21st century footwork Friday night when Ryan P. Casey and dancers bring their show to the Kituat Center for the Arts.
That show is called Class Act, an evening of tap dance and big band jazz. And Ryan's Facebook page calls this an entertainment where rhythm, poetry, narrative, and humor collide. They've got dance segments that have voiceover narration, so that's a little bit different. And they've got the sound of big band jazz from the 1920s to the 40s that they're going to be dancing to. They've got several tributes involved on the program, including one to The Great Gatsby, one to movie musicals, one to vaudeville. And then there's a film noir story that they're going to be dancing, that they've got some detectives, some bad guys, and some femme fatales. So there's a whole story going on there. And that's happening at 7:30 Friday at the Kituat Center for the Arts.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.